This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Saudi Aramco started its initial public offering on Sunday, 7 weeks after crippling attacks on its oil facilities. Reuters' David Doyle reports.
Saudi Arabia kickstarted an initial public offering of the world's largest oil company on Sunday, 3 years after a listing of Saudi Aramco was first flagged, and just 7 weeks after crippling attacks on its oil facilities. The IPO will be split into two tranches, one each for institutional and individual investors. Sources say Aramco could offer 1 to 2% of its shares, raising as much as $20 billion to $40 billion. The company is valued by bankers and company insiders at around $1.5 trillion, 50% more than the world's most valuable listed companies, Microsoft and Apple.
That's Reuters' David Doyle. Anti-government protests in Iraq's capital have shut down key roads. Schools and government offices are also closed in Baghdad and other Iraqi cities Sunday, the start of the work week in the Muslim-majority country. The demonstrators are demanding change in the country's political system. The protests, which began a month ago, have increased in size in recent days, with demonstrators defying security forces that have killed scores of people. In Beirut, thousands of people turned out Sunday to show their support for Lebanon's president. The demonstration was held near the presidential palace in southeastern Beirut. The show of support for the country's president is in direct contrast to the protests Lebanese citizens began staging across the country last month, demanding a complete overhaul of Lebanon's sectarian-based politics. The Islamic State has claimed responsibility for an attack in northeastern Mali that killed at least 53 soldiers, the group's news agency reported without citing evidence. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Tens of thousands of Islamists at a protest camp in Pakistan's capital are awaiting a deadline set by their leader, calling for the prime minister to resign. Cleric Maulana Fazlur Rahman led a caravan of supporters to Islamabad last week in a bid to pressure Imran Khan to step down, calling him an illegitimate ruler. Rahman has hinted he could direct his partisans to march on the seat of Pakistan's government and force Khan's resignation. Khan says he has no plans of quitting. Riot police stormed several malls in Hong Kong on Sunday in a move to stop more pro-democracy protests. The raids come as the city's leader heads to Beijing for talks on deepening economic integration between the semi-autonomous Chinese territory and mainland China. There were calls online urging protesters to gather in seven locations to sustain a push for political reform following a chaotic day of protests and clashes with police on Saturday. Southeast Asian leaders agreed Sunday to work with China and other neighbors to transcend conflicts over trade policies and territorial disputes for the sake of stronger economies and regional stability. ASEAN leaders welcomed the conclusion of the Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership negotiations and the commitment to sign the free trade deal next year. Iran's supreme leader on Sunday again ruled out negotiations with Washington. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
The announcement comes a day before the 40th anniversary of the hostage crisis at the former U.S. Embassy in Tehran. Ayatollah Ali Khamenei said during a speech Sunday to mark the anniversary, "Those who see negotiations with the U.S. as the solution to every problem are certainly mistaken. Nothing will come out of talking to the U.S. because they certainly and definitely won't make any concessions." The statement was posted on the Supreme Leader's website. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Thousands of workers with the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees have launched an open-ended strike in Jordan. A spokesman for the striking workers says the agency's more than 6,000 workers began the strike on Sunday. The annual New York City Marathon is underway with 52,000 runners. AP's Julie Walker has more.
26.2 grueling miles along the streets of New York City. The race starts on Staten Island, heads over the Verrazano Bridge, winds through the streets of Brooklyn and Queens before crossing into Manhattan, heading up the east side to the Bronx and then back down to the finish line in Central Park. Organizers expect at least 1 million people to line the streets to cheer on the runners. And it will be great running weather with sunny skies and brisk temperatures in the mid-40s climbing to the mid-50s. Julie Walker, New York.
And from Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.